Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
2 weeks ago, I returned from my first ad limina visit to Rome. We, the bishops of Region 10, which is the states of Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas, had meetings with 11 Vatican congregations, each of which focused on their specific area of competence. And then, of course, the best part of my trip was my meeting and conversation with the Holy Father, which focused on the topic of immigration. These meetings and conversations, taken as a whole, highlighted for me what a grace the upcoming year of faith can be for us. As I hope you know, Pope Benedict XVI has declared a year of faith starting October 11th, 2012, to mark the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Second Vatican Council, which still constitutes a great blessing for us. A fresh reading of the documents of Vatican II, opening our hearts to what those documents actually say, will help us see that the Holy Spirit did far more than just assist the Council Fathers as they brought the truths of our faith to bear on the issues then current in 1962. It also laid a solid foundation for the new evangelization to which we are called to open our hearts today. The main purpose of this year of faith is to foster in us an ongoing, life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ, in which he renews us personally, feeds us spiritually, and empowers us to give credible witness to the good news of Jesus Christ in today's world. The reason I have chosen to speak about this at this Chrism Mass, in which we renew our priestly promises, is that we ourselves, the priests of Arkansas, need to open our own hearts first, to open our own hearts to a deeper and more personal relationship with Jesus first, taking full advantage of all the spiritual opportunities available to us, especially retreats and our daily holy hour, now and throughout the summer, so that in October we will be credible when we invite our people to do the same. The year of faith has three basic goals: to open our hearts to come to know Jesus better, especially in time spent in prayer. Second, to open our hearts to embrace Jesus' teachings more fully, especially through a detailed study of the four great constitutions of the Second Vatican Council, namely on the liturgy, on sacred scripture, on the church itself, and on our engagement with the world. And third, then to draw on our faith to then address today's issues in the light of Vatican II, particularly regarding the right to life, regarding the dignity of the human person, regarding religious liberty, and regarding marriage and family life. Can you imagine what a different world we would be? Indeed, what a different church we would be if all Catholics, not to mention all priests, had a deep personal relationship with Jesus Christ and truly did embrace his teachings fully and then draw on their faith to address the contemporary problems, things we deal with today? In today's gospel, Jesus gives us his mission statement. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. This year of faith is to be a year acceptable to the Lord. Moreover, since each of us priests is an alter Christus by virtue of our ordination, Jesus' entire mission statement should be our own mission statement too. So as we prepare to renew our priestly promises, and then as we proceed to bless the oils to be used in our ministry and consecrate the sacred chrism, let us thank the Lord for his desire to enter into a deeper personal relationship with us. Let us also thank him for his great gift to us of the Second Vatican Council, which helps us to understand his teachings so much better. And let us ask him to show us how best to give witness to him in the concrete realities of today's world.